a new beginning. The men kept the boat straight and let it drift slowly with the current while their eyes scanned the shoreline 50 meters away. As I sat and waited with my family, I anticipated the landing. I did not see any houses, but with the dim distant lights, I knew that people were living not too far from the shore. The embankment was covered with the vegetation, and it was carved into different terraces of productive gardens. In addition to gardening, folks could rely on the river for fishing and other needs. Alongside the vibrant gardens were pathways leading up to a cliff. Some of them were built with wooden steps and rails snaking up the steep slope. There were boats and canoes scattered along the sandbar. We soon approached the wooden platform with three boats anchored around it, and there was a dirt trail leading up to the steps. Whenever waves came ashore, the boats bobbed along the platform. "This is it," Lo said. "We're here. These are Uncle Jamnong's boats. His house is up there. We stop right here, guys." After we came to a halt, Lo and Don got off the boat first and pushed it further into the sandbar. As much as I wanted to get up, I had to wait for the adults. Having sat for a long time on the wooden bar in the same position, I started to have some pain in my legs, back, and buttocks. But once my feet touched the ground again, I soon forgot the pain. Certainly, I was feeling much calmer than before. I sensed that my parents and siblings were feeling the same way, but they remained cautious about the surroundings. Nonetheless, we were excited since we just arrived in the new country. I noticed the sandy trail leading up to the dirt ramp and wondered about what lay beyond the shoreline.